The San Francisco 49ers, their running back, Christian McCaffrey, who had one of his best careers back in 2023. He has not yet played this season due to it was some sort of Achilles thing, right? Or not Achilles, excuse me.
It was Achilles tendonitis.
Achilles. Head coach Kyle Shanahan had a positive update saying he is going to hit it hard with simulated practice workouts this week. And if all goes well, the team is hoping to get McCaffrey back at practice next week. So that is a really good sign for them, especially if he can rejoin this team that has had some ups and downs, but what, coming off the win on Sunday Night Football. But it would be great for them to have their main guy back.
Yeah, and they got Ricky Pearsall back after losing Ayuk. Debo is healthy, it appears.
He looked explosive last weekend.
Week 10 is what they're eyeing, so.
The NFC West is an interesting division because you have, like, this weird kind of tie at the top between Arizona, San Francisco, and Seattle, and the Rams are only a game out at 3-4. So
and they look like world beaters last week.
It's a kind of a logjam at the top, and man, there's some good teams in the NFC right now because Detroit, Green Bay, and Minnesota are all up there in the North, but San Francisco getting healthy should scare some people, I would think.
A lot of people.
The rich get richer, it feels like, when you look at that situation. And there's a number of things like that, honestly. When you're teams and everything else going on with some of the best teams in the NFL, you're like, man, like, these guys are starting to get healthy, and they've still been winning, which is unfortunate. But, Christian McCaffrey, listen, the NFL is just more fun when Christian McCaffrey's part of it with San Francisco. I'll just say that. And I think it's scary for the teams that are playing them, man. And, look, he was – I didn't think he'd be out as long as he is, but nonetheless, happy to hear that he's on the mend at least and making a run back at it soon.
And the fact that it will be estimated to be just over the halfway point, so which is what the late.
Oh,
late
great! Just to
push,
take
right,
you know, just to take a bunch of hits off his shoulders and limit his minutes, so he'll be fresh down the stretch. No big deal.
Give Kyle credit because the fact that he's able to keep this team afloat with all the injuries at 4-4. Give Brock Purdy credit. You know, give Bosa credit, give the defense credit. I mean, give everybody in that locker room, coaching and players, credit. They have stayed afloat, and they might get back, you know, the biggest trade pickup in the NFL, and they didn't even trade anybody for him.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Not this time, anyways.